interagency collaboration can feel really overwhelming. I often think of it as the jet lag for schools and for new teachers in particular, because when you're going through a teacher education training program, you are very focused on the skills you need to be successful with students. It's all about student growth and student support. We don't think about how teachers are engaged in facilitating the transition into adulthood. That's not typically at the forefront of teacher preparation programs. So it can be sort of a shocking experience for teachers as they come into this field of secondary education and then the transition to adulthood. It's really not what you know about interagency in terms of all the different agencies. It's about who you know that has the best, most current information. I would think any new teacher needs to find out from their district who is the one that's responsible for putting together that comprehensive map or guidebook for transition. Who knows about all those outside agencies? How can I then get information about those agencies, and who at those agencies are my go-to person to ask questions? Even I cannot keep up with all the regulatory changes, new laws that impact those outside agencies, but I know my go-to people. When I have questions, I can identify who I need to turn to. I think that's probably a really critical first step for any novice teacher coming into a district, particularly at the secondary level. If their district says there isn't anyone in our district that does it, and they're passionate enough to want to create something, my experience is social workers know more about outside agencies than any one particular school personnel. So developing a district-level team, be sure to include social workers and guidance counselors as part of that team, would be a great way to start launching this process.